Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting the U.S. expels 15 Cuban diplomats. The Trump administration Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 people have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic relations with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is purely a political act. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing on Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions should remain inside the Iran nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision on the JCPOA, which must come by October the 15th, whether to certify to Congress that Iran is complying with the 2015 international deal. This is VOA.